This program is part of the Cosmic Potato Podcast Network. For more shows like this, visit our website at cosmicpotatonetwork.com.
Captain Gainshow. Hey, honey, who's that dude who makes haikus and game show rules that'll stump Doctor Who? The same one comes to mind, that's a rare find, with questions that's designed to intertwine your mind. It's that Captain Game Show, never the same flow. Winners on the menu, but it's never the same goal. Just funning with some friends who end up contestants, keeping them guessing in this three-round session. I confess, it's the best thing that's not on TV. Transform pop culture into social graffiti. It's me, the DB, the hip-hop advocate. They asked for a theme song, so I took a stab at it. Crafted like magic and handled till it's done, flame broad like steak that's covered in A1 with the side of a whole cosmic potato. We could get down if you're willing and able, but you gotta be quick with it and quick with it. Improv on demand, the host gets sick with it. Trust me, there's no need for an alter ego. You know, we know, it's just Captain Game Show.
Welcome, ladies, gentlemen, all and none of the above, to another episode of Captain Game Show. You know, people have been asking me how long I plan to keep doing this podcast, and I always tell them the same thing. I want to be just like the Rolling Stones. I want to take a lot of naps.
I thought you meant go until irrelevant.
No, just the naps.
Oh gosh. Okay.
I'm your host, John Irons. Let's meet tonight's guests. Thomas Payton.
Hello.
Virginia Pickle.
Hello.
Troy Wood.
Why, hello.
Hello to you, too. It's going to be a standard game show, game show, game show. Show tonight.
Flawless.
We have 3 rounds of gameplay, which means trivia and or wordplay games, imbued with the potent essence of one round of intermission improv.
Why you gotta say it like that?
I will explain the rules to each game that I've made up before the players play. And if a contestant gets a question wrong, I will probably let the other players try to steal it. That's not 100% guarantee. And I'll let them know before each round begins if it's going to be a buzz-in round, meaning that I'll just ask the question, and if you think you know it, you say your name. Or if it'll be an assigned round, meaning I'll direct a particular question to a particular player. As the game progresses, points, presumably, will increase. And at the end, someone will win. And two of you won't.
Okay.
Let's get started.
Sounds like a threat.
Round one. I call this game To Sir With Love.
Fight.
First and foremost, this game is not trivia about the 1967 Sidney Poitier film. This round is all about showing love to people and things named Sir. I will give my clues as if I were a king who is knighting / describing you. You tell me what Sir I'm thinking of by completing your newly knighted name. For example, if I said,
Neil,
coincidental data. Swaths in a narrative that weave a tale that may or may not be true. Indeed, you are facts, but you are not definitive, and you may or may not convince a jury of your guilt. I dub thee. You would say, Sir, circumstantial evidence.
Right. Please tell me you used the example as the hardest one.
I can tell you that. As the example demonstrates, these things don't have to be people, and Sir may not be spelled S-I-R. And I believe I'm going to assign these. Yeah, let's assign. Let's start with Thomas.
Yes.
Neil. Sense of calm and well-being, interstellar smuggling vessel and cinematic patron saint of prematurely canceled science fiction. I dub thee...
Serenity.
Correct. Virginia.
Yes.
I haven't said this in a while, but just for the record, I don't decide who gets what question. Ahead of time. Obviously I picked the first person to go, but, you know, they just fall the way they fall. Virginia.
Yes.
Neil! Member slicer. Controversial procedure. Ceremonial nip-tuck. The first and final cut. Indicator of the chosen man. I dub thee.
Unfortunately, circumcision.
That is correct. Troy.
Yes.
Neil. Blinding shaft of man-made smitiness, rocket-fueled tube of woe. Ye whose guidance system leads only to destruction. I dub thee.
All I'm thinking of is circumnavigate, but I'm pretty sure that's not it.
That is not correct.
Okay.
Virginia.
Virginia.
Surface to air missile?
Correct.
Oh.
Nice.
Thomas.
Yes.
Neil! Thou sneaky sneaker. Closed circuit peeping Thomas, first love of the stakeout, mother of the hidden camera, and booty call of that tapped line. I dub thee.
Don't know.
Virginia.
Virginia.
Surveillance?
Yes. Nice. Troy.
Yes.
Neil. Omnipresent ring of life. Simple shape of complexity and single slice of spherical aspirations. Arise.
Circle.
Yes.
Awesome. I know my shapes.
Thomas.
Yes.
Neil! Dining fare of hoof and shell, where the distant cousins of Clarabelle and Sebastian might meet on the neutral dinner plate midway twixt land and sea. I dub thee.
I don't know. Feels so close.
I might need to tone the voice back on that one. Did you understand all the words?
I think so.
All right.
Can you say it again?
Yes, I can. I was hoping you would ask. Neil! Dining fared of hoof and shell, where the distant cousins of Clarabelle and Sebastian might meet upon the neutral dinner plate midway twixt land and sea. Dub thee.
Virginia.
Virginia.
Surf and turf.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right, Virginia, this is yours.
Yes.
Neil! Words made to guide, chastise, and comfort. Speech delivered from upon on high. like the moment on the mount or the TED talk of the seventh day. I dub thee
Sermon.
Yes. Troy.
Yes.
Neil.
Jesus.
Flying jesters, acrobats alive with antics, descendant of Barnum and Bailey and the colorful francophone intersection of performance art and pie to the face. I dub thee
Circus.
Thomas?
Not wrong. I'm going to give you one more try.
Okay.
To be slightly more correct.
Okay.
Neil, flying jesters, acrobats alive with antics, descendants of Barnum and Bailey and the colorful francophone intersection of performance art and pie to the face.
Circus performers? I don't know. I'm not sure what you're looking for.
Thomas.
Cirque d'Ole.
Cirque du Soleil.
Cirque du Soleil. Okay.
Yeah, right. That one.
I'm going to give you both a point for that. You both got 3/4 of the way there. last one goes to Thomas. Director of Poncho and Tumbleweed, master chef of the Spaghetti Western and wrangler of the Man with No Name, facilitator of the international exchange between Italy and the American West. I dub thee.
Don't know his name.
Troy.
Troy.
Sergio Leone.
Correct. Oof. You know, it used to be these notes that would just take it out of me. I think it's this now.
I can imagine.
Yeah. So, as we move to round two.
Round two.
Gonna give my voice a little break. And we're going to play a little game I like to call Pictures on the Radio.
Fight!
Oh, goodness.
One of the cooperative games on Captain Game Show. I will send an image to each of the players in turn. And they will describe the image that they see. It will be some well-known, popular image or logo or symbol that presumably... everyone should recognize. The trick of this game, of course, is that as they are describing their thing, they can't obviously say any part of the name. And they have to describe it as if they have never seen it before. So if I send you a little blue bird from Twitter, you can't indicate that it is the symbol for Twitter. You can only describe the shape, the color, etc.
Okay.
Imagine you're an alien, you don't know the company, you don't know that Apple makes computers, you just know it looks like a little apple. For every clue that is correctly guessed, 1 point will be awarded to the person who gave the clue, and 1 point will be awarded to the person who got the clue. If you are all able to open up your Facebook Messenger, the game shall begin. Who did I start with last time? Thomas?
Me, Thomas.
Yes.
All right. So another one of the things of this game. As I just said the last round and often say, I don't decide who gets what. This is one of the games I do decide against. Let's see here. Start with Virginia. Let's go with this. Can you see that?
Oh.
All right. Okay. Obviously ignore the letters.
Right. Okay. So there's a black circle, and inside the circle, there's the white, kind of an abstract silhouette of a head that's in white, and then it's a profile, so like the nose and the chin are on the right, and then the back of the head is on the left. And then next to the nose, there's sort of a thin stripe, sort of a shadow that shadows the face in front of it. And then next to that, there's another white stripe that sort of shadows what's in front of that. And then off to the side are some letters.
Thomas.
Girl Scouts?
No. But close, I can see how you got there.
No.
Yeah. Strangely similar, but no.
No, I'm not coming up with anything.
Yeah, I don't even honestly know what I could say to help.
Not sure I'd recognize this. I've seen it.
I think you would. It's another one of those that you never think about. It almost looks like a like an African sculpture, like from the side, like the way the head and the nose are. I know that probably doesn't help.
Right. Nope, I got nothing.
Yeah, Virginia, do you have anything else before I call it?
I do not.
It's PBS.
That makes sense.
Yeah. All right. Let's see, Troy.
Yeah.
How about this?
Okay. So there's three shapes in total. The first shape is a rectangle. And on the right of that is a, you could call it a smaller rectangle. And then in the middle is kind of a black squiggly line.
What color did you say the rectangles were?
White. I will say that the second rectangle is quite a bit smaller than the first and is attached on the right side to the first rectangle.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say that the first rectangle is long, say longer rectangle.
Yeah, it's as rectangles go, it's lying on its side.
And that's the bigger one?
Yeah, the big one is lying on its side, and the smaller one is upright and stuck to the right-hand side of the big one.
Thomas. The golden ratio?
No, although that's impressive. Half point for that. you should describe the thing in the inside.
Okay. So the thing on the inside, little shape on the inside, it's on the inside of the first bigger rectangle. It's black and that's the way to describe it. It's angular. It's pointy. I don't know how else to describe it without giving it away.
Imagine if you took two doorstops, like triangular doorstops, and you stuck them together on the fat ends so that they overlapped and it makes kind of a Z shape.
Is it some kind of camera?
No.
No idea what that is.
All right. It's the little battery charging symbol.
Oh!
Yeah, I guess you can see that.
All right. As I've already said, I choose these, so the fault lies with me. Thomas, redeem me.
All right. This is two squares, and they're the same size. They're on a corner, so they look like diamonds. One is on the bottom left, and it has two white dots in the middle, and it's blue. And on the upper right side of that blue square is a red square with one white circle in the middle.
Oh, Virginia.
Virginia.
Dominoes.
Yay!
Yep. I was actually drawing it along with him, and yeah, I got the dominoes.
I was too.
Yep.
It wasn't that hard.
All right. I feel we've turned a corner. All right, Virginia.
Why do you do this to me?
Do you know what this is?
I have no idea what it is, but you're always giving me the black and white one.
Well, I'll tell you what. Depending on how this goes, I can tell them what color it often is, but it doesn't really matter. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question for you that I am sending you.
Yes.
Okay. So this is
Third question. Good question.
A large black triangle. But inside of this triangle there's an upside down triangle so that it looks like there are four separate triangles inside the big triangle.
Thomas?
So,
Thomas.
The Triforce.
Correct.
No idea what that is.
I didn't know I had to buzz in. I was waiting for it to finish. Dang.
Yeah, no, so sorry. Yes, buzz in.
All That's right. a good one.
Yeah. And Virginia, I thought you wouldn't know. That's why I gave it to you. this is Troy.
Yeah.
Let's go with, actually here, you can have that.
Okay. So, there is a red circle with a red line going diagonal inside the circle. And there is also inside the circle a long black rectangle at the bottom, close to the bottom of the circle. And then on the right-hand side of this long black rectangle, there are two lines. And then coming from those two lines, there are two wavy lines.
Virginia. Thomas.
I heard Virginia.
Virginia.
First.
No smoking sign?
Correct. Yes, Virginia did buzz in first, but I was debating if I want to let her have it. She has a significant lead at this point.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I'll step back.
Thomas.
Oh.
Do you know what that is?
No.
I didn't think you did. Again.
All right.
We'll see if my play works out here. I think the other two know.
In the middle, we have a thin red circle that's white on the inside. And from the middle of that circle, you have three different shapes coming out. One is pointing straight up from the middle and has its wire at the bottom, then comes to a point at the top outside the circle. And we have like a kind of shape like a horn coming from one side of that to outside the circle, curving out. And have like a mirror image of that curving outside the circle, curving down. Let me see. The shape that's pointed up has four sides and comes to a sharp point at the top, and the two sides at the bottom are the same length as the two other shapes that look like horns, horn shaped.
Is it just that one thing? There's nothing else with it?
Yeah.
No, there's the three things that are poking outside that are extending beyond the edge of the circle. They're not connected to each other. Like they're flat sides face each other, so it's like they almost fit together, but there's white space between the sharp thing at the top and the horn coming out. The horns coming out on either side.
Troy. Is it the Klingon symbol?
Yes.
Nice.
Woo! Good job, man. Let's see. I feel like I don't want to give you all another one, but I want to give you somebody at least one more. Let's see. Let's do... Troy, it's your lucky day. Great. Or not. We'll see.
Yeah.
Let's do... All right. Obviously, ignore the words.
Okay. Ignore the words. Got it. All right. So,
you can acknowledge that the words are there. You can say where they are, but obviously you can't say what it is, what the word is.
Okay. So this, okay, to start off, this entire picture is red. There are letters in the middle. Now, on top of the letters is kind of a tall, okay.
You can say, well, actually, no. No.
It's a...
I was on the fence, but no.
Yeah, yeah. It's a tall, kind of squiggly line that connects from one letter to another. And then on the bottom is another squiggly line that swoops around.
Virginia.
Oh, my God. Virginia.
Is it Chick-fil-A?
No. I would have been astounded.
Me too. The bottom line, it on the right side of the symbol, it curves out a little to the right and then goes to the left and then up and then back down to the right, making kind of an E shape laying on its back, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then, okay, the top squiggly line almost looks like, can I say the letter that it almost resembles? Would that work?
I don't know what letter you're talking about. So, oh, wait, okay, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess. I would say, you know, like in cartoons when someone draws like an artist's palette and they have like the little circle with their thumb, you know, the little artist's palette and they have the little spots of color on it. This looks like the part where you put your thumb.
Oh, maybe I don't have it.
Huh.
All right, I warmed them up for you, Troy. Now go ahead with what you were saying.
Okay, so the top part almost looks like a child trying to write the letter M. M as in Mary, by the way, if you didn't get that.
Virginia. Is it Arby's?
It is Arby's.
Yep.
Good job. All right. I have some more. We're going to skip it.
That'd be a good idea.
So let's do... Oh, I know what I want to do. Let's see if I have anything ready for this. I don't know if I've ever told you guys this. But I want to say about 30% of the time. No. About 50% of the time, I don't know which intermission improv I'm going to do before I do it. I have some that are like ready. And then I decide kind of in the moment, in the spirit of intermission improv. So I'm going to go counterintuitive on this one. And we're going to do the plot device machine.
Test your might.
I had actually prepped for a haiku kung fu, but I've changed my mind. The plot device machine is the... it's like intermission improv distilled to its purest form. I will give you guys the beginning sentence of a story and the last sentence of a story. And it is up to you to connect the dots and make up a tale that gets me from point A to point Z. Okay. I'm going to put 4 minutes on the clock. I will start and stop you when I want you to switch to the next person. And when time is almost up, I will indicate to whoever's up next, okay, wrap it up, which means that you need to find some way to get from where you are in the story to the final line that I've provided.
Got it.
All right. Your story will begin with the words, "There was a knock on the door," and end with the words, "And that's how I met my twin." Now, obviously, well, you know what? I'm not going to tell you how to do your job. 4 minutes on the clock, and we're going to start with, let's start with Troy.
Okay.
There was a knock on the door.
I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter.
Okay. Keep going.
The door took me a minute to open because there were several locks on it. I'm kind of paranoid. So I start from the top lock, unlock that one, bottom one, unlock that one, next one, unlock that one, Thomas. Next one.
And once I finally unlocked all the locks, I saw on either side of the door, oh, it was just my mother, nothing to be afraid of. So I invited her in and see why she came over unannounced. And we sat for a while, had some tea, had a nice conversation about all the relatives and all the gossip. And then she told me some really shocking news and why she came over.
She sat me down and she told me that she was actually an alien from outer space and that she had come down here to live life as a human and decided to have tons of kids all over the earth. But there was one special connection that she wanted me to know about.
Sure.
And that was
the fact that there was another there was another child that she had with a man over in Europe that actually turns out that she had two children from this man.
One of which was me, and one of which turned into Barack Obama. And it turns out Obama and all the presidents are actually half alien, and she's the mother of everyone all the way back to George Washington. This was really a lot to take in. On one afternoon, I was just having tea, and all of a sudden, I'm a half alien brother of Barack Obama.
Virginia.
So I got up and politely asked my mother to leave so I could lock all my locks back again because I was feeling very paranoid when all of a sudden, I think my phone rang. Did y'all hear that? I heard it.
Sure.
So I go over, pick up my phone, and on the other end I hear, hello? And I go, yeah, who is this? He goes, I don't know if you know this, but turns out you and I are related. And I said,
20 seconds. Go ahead and wrap it up.
And I said, is this former President Barack Obama? And he says, well, yes, it is.
Our mother told me to call you. And she wanted me to let you know that...
Go ahead.
She wanted me to let you know that you and I are brothers. And that Michelle and I and the kids will be moving in. And that's how I met my twin.
Nice. I gotta say, took a lot of unexpected twists and turns. Good job, guys.
Thank you.
Also, again, not naming no names, but many scores went up. All excellent. Right.
And good impression.
Yeah. Okay, round one, round two, intermission improv. Final game of the night, round three.
Final round.
Not to be confused with.
Fight!
Is the game of improper synonyms. When I take two phrases whose names seem like they could be fairly similar, but of course mean very different things. For example, if I said a mixture of grand wheat, baking powder, and salt used as an ingredient in breads and pastries, not what an umpire would say to invite the next player to prepare to swing. You would say self-rising flour, not batter up.
Okay. Okay. Great.
Yeah, we're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
You know what? Everything's been assigned up till now. I have enough to assign these. But I'm going to give myself the option of not saying them all. So we're going to make this a buzz-in round. If you feel like you know it, obviously, the nature of this game, you're probably going to want to hear the whole clue. But if you feel like you know it, buzz in, take your guess, try your luck. First question. The sound of hands coming together at the end of a show or performance, not to be confused with the colloquial name for an STD.
Thomas.
Thomas.
Applause, not the clap.
Correct. The game where one rolls a heavy ball down a slick lane in hopes of a strike. Not the arcade machine where one pushes buttons and flippers to bounce a silver ball around.
Troy.
Virginia.
Troy.
Bowling, not pinball.
Correct. Next one. A performer who is launched into the air by being shot out of a large piece of artillery versus an injection meant to immunize against the influenza virus.
Say the first part again.
A performer who is launched into the air by being shot out of a large piece of artillery versus an injection meant to immunize against the influenza virus.
Virginia.
Virginia.
Cannon man, not a flu shot? I don't know what the first one is called.
You know what? I want to give you credit for that. Human cannonball.
In cannonball.
Not a flu shot. I am both proud and ashamed of that one.
As well, you should be.
I've come to grips with it. I've come to terms with it. Next one. When you get all or some of your money back after making a purchase, not the main person on a football team who throws the ball?
Virginia.
Thomas.
Virginia.
A refund, not a quarterback.
Yeah. I can't take full credit for that. That's an old Yo Mama joke. The woman who gave birth to Jesus Christ. Not to be confused with another name for Bette Midler.
Virginia.
Virginia.
The Virgin Mary, not to be confused with the Divine Miss M.
Correct.
Wow.
Was that wow for me or her?
That was for all of it. That was impressive.
All right, this is tough. A euphemism for when people or nations speak threateningly in an attempt to project strength. Not the man behind Romeo and Juliet.
Thomas.
Thomas.
Carrying a big stick, not Shakespeare.
Not quite.
Say the first part again.
A euphemism for when people or nations speak threateningly in an attempt to project strength. Not the man behind Romeo and Juliet.
Hmm.
Man.
Three more seconds.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Thomas, you've got a half point there. I'm going to cash it in. It's saber rattling, not Shakespeare.
Oh. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I haven't heard of that.
I think it's a politics thing. Let's see. I'll do three more. Mr. Skinner on The Simpsons and Mr. Belding on Saved by the Bell. Not the straps that go over one's shoulders to keep your pants up.
Virginia.
Virginia.
Principles, not to be confused with suspenders.
Yeah. Okay. The handheld weapon carried by a member of Starfleet. Not the storytelling idea that if you show the audience a weapon, that weapon must be used.
Thomas.
Virginia.
Thomas.
A phaser, not Chekhov's gun.
Yeah. Nice. I'm honestly a little surprised that I've never done that one before.
It's right. That's a good one.
Last one. It is the best / worst of the lot. The small plant person we saw throughout Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, as opposed to another name for a group of foot soldiers.
Huh. Interesting.
I'm going to say it again. The small plant person that we saw throughout Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, as opposed to another name for a group of foot soldiers.
Group of foot soldiers.
All right. Baby Groot, as opposed to the infantry. That's right.
Infantry. Wow.
You're welcome.
Slow clap, sir.
All right. Gonna total the point here. right. Final scores. Thomas, 14. Troy, 11.
Yeah.
Virginia, 17 points.
Yes.
Yeah. That was impressive.
Not my game. Not my game.
Very good.
Right. Well done, Virginia.
Thank you.
If you are so inclined, I invite you to lead us into a rousing round of Pitch, Plug, Promote.
You can find me right here on the Cosmic Potato Podcast Network, where I co-host a podcast called Wait, You've Never Seen with my boyfriend, Shane. We talk about movies and TV shows that one of us has never seen.
Sweet. Thomas.
You can find me on Twitter at O4Mouse, O-H-F-O-U-R, Mouse. And I draw furry art and comics and whatever else I want to draw, I post on there. So you can go check that out.
Nice. And Troy.
Yeah, you can find me, my podcast. I do a podcast called World War G. You can find it at worldwarg.podbean.com. Or you can find it right here on the cosmicpotatonetwork.com.
Yeah. And of course, however you found this episode of Captain Game Show, I suspect you'll probably find other episodes of Captain Game Show. You start with just one, next thing you know, there's nearly 100 of them. That's right. Coming up on episode 100 of Captain Game Show. I don't expect you to listen to all of them, but you should. Because I'm going to say a good 60-70% are as good or better than this one. I change up the guests. I change up the games. For better or worse, I am the constant. If you've not yet had your fill of me, please listen to other episodes and listen to next week's episode of Captain Game Show.
After credit bonus scene.
Slow clap, sir.
I actually have a couple, I've got like three more, but I have serious doubts about them. We're not going to do them.
Those are the good ones we got.
Yeah, like that. Like they're like example level. Well, one of them's not that tough. It's just not that good. And yes, I recognize the irony of that statement, but trust me. Kneel. Neil! 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 Neil!
Jesus.
Neil! Ha 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 ha.